What is addiction and what is its cause? How do we define the term addict or addiction? If we think of an addict as a homeless, penniless, friendless alcoholic or substance abuser who being down and out and is of no use to himself or society, except as a bad example, then certainly we are not going to identify personally with the term addict. Yet over the last 70 plus years, since Alcoholics Anonymous's big book was published, that is exactly what many of us think. The process of denial makes it easy for us to think, I'm not an addict. I don't need treatment. Let's not continue to define the disease in a way that makes it easy for most of us to say, that's not me. We need a new definition of addiction, one closer to the truth. If you have a behavior that is hurting you or someone you love and you can't stop it for whatever reason, then you're addicted to that behavior. Addiction is not the result of just using drugs and alcohol. The ultimate truth of addiction is that it is not a problem of substance abuse at all, but rather a problem of any number of habits gone out of control. Addiction is an expression of our maladaptive way of dealing with our lack of self-esteem. Escaping addiction is more than just modifying bad habits. It means changing the nature of the relationship between us and life. In the case of the disease of addiction, the cause is not a physical agent like a virus, a bacteria, or protozoan. It is not a biological lack or misproportion of a chemical compound like a neurotransmitter in the brain. It is not caused by a defective gene, and it is not the result of environmental stresses. Addiction is a spiritual illness, and only a treatment plan having a spiritual approach can cure the disease. A poor self-image, or poor self-esteem, and inadequate consciousness are the basis for all addictive behaviors. Often we see an addicted individual who, on the outside, seems successful and confident in his or her business or profession. However, below the surface, on another level, he or she is actually consumed with self-doubt and lacks confidence in his or her abilities. This lack of self-esteem often develops into self-loathing or hate, and the individual harms himself or herself on a subconscious level by starting and continuing the unproductive, maladaptive, addictive behavior. The individual's feeling of powerlessness over the situation is a strong motivator in continuing the addictive cycle. Thank you for listening to the program today. This is Dr. Wynn Henderson, and come back to hear more about this terrible disease called addiction.